This week's Homeless Awareness Conference highlighted gains by county governments as well as areas of need across the state. Heads of critical agencies and services, leaders of community organizations, social workers, and others offered recent data and perspectives. Across the board, they're bracing for the future. Talking about homelessness means talking about housing, and connecting the two is an ongoing process. City Land Management Director Sandy Fun says the City Council has appropriated close to $180 million toward affordable housing since 2016. Here's what the strategy has been: looking for existing turnkey buildings up for sale and concentrating on smaller projects to integrate affordable housing into neighborhoods.
We also wanted to look at innovating housing solutions. So we looked at container housing, modular housing, conversion of commercial properties.
They also focused on special needs like elderly and family housing.
Through all of the projects I showed you, we added 1,472 units to the housing inventory.
The challenge is the demand for affordable housing. Laura Thielen, Executive Director of Partners in Care, Oahu's Homeless Services Coordinator, says the need for affordable units is dire.
I know for the county of Honolulu, the latest report that I saw was about 20,000, and it's going to be very difficult to see what will happen once the moratorium on evictions ends, along with people possibly losing their units. It's also the landlords. If they have to shut down their rental units or keep them empty or keep them filled with people who are not able to pay the rent, there's the possibility of that number going up significantly.
Conference participants hailed collaborations that have grown across the state since the pandemic began. Maud Cumming, a Family Life Center on Maui, says advances in collecting and using data have improved delivery of services.
Timeliness, 72 hours, get that information in so that what we're looking at is real data on time. And for example, we can say to the funder, this is what is actually happening right now.
Jen Jenkins, policy advocate with the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, pointed to Native Hawaiians' disproportionate representation in both homelessness and the criminal justice system.
We recognize that houselessness is being heavily criminalized for things such as obstructing sidewalks, trespassing, sleeping in parks after dark, sit-lie bans. And this is proliferating, especially among the Native Hawaiian community. Expungement would allow for expungement of conviction records for certain state and county offenses that arise from a person's houseless status.
OHA will seek legislative action on expungement. State Homeless Coordinator Scott Morishige pointed to Hawaii's 37% increase in homelessness after the 2009 recession. He expects a similar increase on a much larger scale to result from the economic impact of the pandemic. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.